This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Braves back in action at SunTrust tonight. They were off yesterday. They will be sporting the number 42 in honor of Jackie Robinson. If you watched any of the games last night or yesterday, you got a chance to see baseball celebrate Jackie Robinson, which they do each and every year now. And so if you're going to the game tonight, that will be going on. But one thing that's going on with our Braves right now is a big question mark. And Mike and I were talking about this, kind of looking at the bullpen specifically, okay? And we'll get to the starters in a minute, but the bullpen and kind of, you know, doing an evaluation, Mike, and saying to ourselves, all right, we got a couple of things that are going on. One, Vizcaino has a sore shoulder. Mm-hmm. We do know.
Meow.
Yeah, we do know that a couple of guys we were maybe counting on, and we thought maybe they might be back by now. They're not. That guy is Darren O'Day, a veteran who we thought would be coming out of the bullpen. Johnny Venters, well, he's on the injured list right now,
well,
the IL.
I think it's just he's on a mental health timeout. I mean, it's a calf injury. I mean, he's just been batting practice up there. Great, great comeback story. If you missed yesterday's show, Carl and I talked a lot about it. Don't want to disparage the man because he's shown tremendous guts to get back to the show, but he just doesn't have it right now. Yeah. I don't know if this is the end, but it ain't good.
So you look at that and you go, all right, so all of a sudden now our bullpen looks like it's going to be taxed a little bit more, and there's going to be more pressure on guys like A.J. Minter, who, by the way, could work himself into being the closer. Who knows? And if that happens, so be it. But there's also a chance that he won't. And if that happens, Mike, we said this, and we're talking about this again. Isn't it time, based on our circumstances, to maybe revisit this Craig Kimbrell situation?
Yeah, but the Braves, man, I mean, we all know the Liberty Media business model. I mean, it's great that they have locked up Ozzie Albies and Acuna, and there's nothing wrong with that because that sure is, makes financial sense, especially down the road. But the Craig Kimbrell thing, if he's not willing to balk at the 5 years that he was looking for, that was the word. He wanted a five-year deal. Even if it was four, heck, 2 years with an option for a third might be even a much for Liberty Media. Then there's always a consideration that you've got to give consideration to the Red Sox, because if you do this deal before, what's the magic number, June 20th? They get compensation from the team that takes them off. So, and then the form of a second rounder, which, right, again, you and I say, the hell with it, just do it.
But because I'm about the now.
Yeah, I mean, yes. I heard Mark Bradley wrote about it. The article that he wrote, they picked up in the Boston papers, talking about Craig Kimbrell. I'd do it. But, again, these guys just aren't throwing that kind of money around. It's going to be a crazy contract for a guy who showed signs of breaking down at age 30.
All right, so he's 30. Here's the deal, though. We just paid Josh Donaldson. And, by the way, he's heating up. But he's 33.
Oh, I know. No, you give him $23 million, the logic would say you shore up your bullpen, then you move everybody up one. Minter's in the seventh, Vizcaino, meow, when he's healthy, would be there in the eighth, and then Kimbrell closes it out. And you've got a much easier way to put less wear and tear. I mean, unless you guys think that Luke Jackson is going to find some rhythm and finally be the guy. Because he's had good days and bad days.
I was willing to come off of this when we were talking about this months ago, heading into spring training, when we were telling you guys, go get Kimbrell! And it didn't happen. But now, due to the circumstances, and I always talk about this, things in sports change. Our circumstances change. You got major injuries going on with guys who have sore shoulders. Sore shoulders, by the way, don't get better, okay? Unless you shut people down for an extended period of time. So at some point, you're talking about Vizcaino coming back with a sore shoulder pitching. We're not going to know about it.
Right.
But they will. And so if you're not going to do anything now to better your bullpen, all of a sudden, we're going to get a couple of months into the season, Mike, and there's going to be a lot of pressure on these guys to deliver.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.